Nearly 3,000 years of history threatened, but Olympia did not burn, saved by a massive firefighting operation. Foreign firefighters joined the battle while nearby villages burned. In one village, 37 people died. Greek culture minister George Voulgarakis visited the ancient site, provoking debate over the government's sense of priorities.
The Ecological Museum and the archaeological site, the Olympia, is as it was.
In southeastern Greece, visitors to the Temple of Poseidon at Sunion say they were horrified by the fires and are now cautious about traveling to Olympia.
Every man on the whole world knows what is Olympia. We know the Olympic Games, and so we wanted to go there, and now it's not possible for us.
It's horrible for all of us, and I don't think it's only for the Greeks, but for everyone who somehow can understand the whole thing.
Tourist officials in one of the country's worst-hit areas, Evia, say so far tourism has not suffered. The town of Eritrea houses an archaeological site and museum, but was not threatened by fire. The local archaeological service says there has been no damage to ancient sites in Evia. Some officials say there are so many hidden ruins it may be too early to tell. Andreas Athanasopoulos manages Evia's tourist information center. He says at least ancient ruins are made of stone.
Of course, nothing can happen to the stones themselves. We will just have to trust the archaeological services and in the municipalities concerned to start the cleanup process and put everything back in order so that people and ruins can live side by side in future generations.
In Olympia, though, many people who lost their homes say this government put ancient ruins before human lives. Ancient ruins these visitors to Sunion want to see survive. I'm Nina Maria Potts for VOA News in Athens, Greece.